Tallahassee marketing maven Ron Sachs outlined the plan at a City Hall news event Wednesday morning.
Members of this community, individuals, families, companies, nonprofits, government agencies, make a pledge to purchase tickets over a two-year period that will total $1 million by the end of this month. That pledge over a two-year period is what we hope to use to persuade JetBlue executives to make this a connection in their travel network.
JetBlue, in case you don't know, is a low-cost New York-based carrier and the fifth largest U.S. airline. Chris Curry, Tallahassee's aviation director, says it will take more than the standard motivators to bring JetBlue to Florida's capital city.
We typically do normal airport incentives such as waiver of landing fees, terminal rents, and marketing support, but it's very important to the airlines for the communities to demonstrate how businesses will support air service.
And when it comes to local businesses, the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce's Sue Dick is the preeminent spokesperson.
Our over 1,400 members have said how important it is for them to move and travel in and out of Tallahassee. They call Tallahassee home, but they're committed to growing our business community, and the ability to travel, bring their clients in and out, and to grow their business is key.
Surveys show the number one destination for Tallahassee air travelers is actually South Florida. And Chamber Board Chair Kathy Bell says that's where JetBlue can fill a huge air service gap.
It will give us direct access to Fort Lauderdale. It will get us one-stop access to the two other most flown connections, which would be New York and D.C., and also open up exciting destinations like Boston and L.A. and San Francisco.
Remember at the start of the story when Ron Sachs said the pledge goal was $1 million? That changed unexpectedly right in the middle of Wednesday's media event. Liz Eggert-Hurst, senior advisor to Florida State University President John Thrasher, dropped the bombshell that the university was kicking in a $1 million pledge for the campaign.
We certainly encourage the rest of the community to get involved because this would do great things for the city of Tallahassee.
So now the $2 million question is, will the campaign work? City Commissioner Scott Maddox thinks it will.
I've met with the top folks that make decisions like this on what new routes that they'll take on in a year. I think we're going to be successful. The question is when. What's key to this is community support. We want them to see that Tallahassee is ready to fly their aircraft. And if they make the commitment to us, we'll make the commitment to them.
And particularly for those local air travelers who have typically driven to places like Jacksonville, Panama City, and even Valdosta in search of cheaper flights, it'll certainly be a significant saving of time and money. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.